Picture this. It's the early 1970s, and a young researcher named Vint Cerf is sketching out the rules that will govern how every computer on Earth talks to every other computer. He doesn't know yet that he's designing the plumbing for a global civilization. 50-some years later, that man is finally hanging up his hat, and that story is just the beginning of what we have for you today. Welcome to Intellijix HN Daily for Sunday, July 12th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. It's a genuinely packed Sunday on Hacker News. And before we get into it, a quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. While everything we cover is sourced directly from the Hacker News community, we're completely independent. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator or Hacker News. We're not sponsored by them, and they haven't endorsed us in any way. We're just two people who spend probably too much time on that website and wanted to share these stories with a broader audience.
And that brings us to something we mean genuinely. If you're not already reading Hacker News at news.combinator.com, please go there. Not for the links, though those are excellent. Go for the comments. You'll find engineers who have actually built the systems being discussed, researchers who wrote the papers being cited, founders who've lived the failure modes being described. We are, in the best possible way, just the trailer. The feature film is over there.
So here's what we're covering today. Vint Cerf's retirement is our lead, and it's more than a tribute to a legend. It's a lens on how the internet's foundational philosophy is being stress-tested right now by distributed AI computing, specifically a project called Mesh LLM, that's generating serious conversation about how we run inference at scale. We'll dig into both of those.
We've also got a fascinating cluster of developer ecosystem stories, a new JavaScript runtime called Ant that's coming for Dino and Bun's lunch, a Python protobuf library from the team at Buff that the community says finally gets the developer experience right, and some genuinely impressive performance engineering from ClickHouse. They scaled PG Bouncer to 4 times its previous throughput, and the technical write-up is worth reading carefully.
On the infrastructure and data side, we're looking at SQLite strict tables, which got over 300 points on HN and sparked 148 comments. That's a signal that this topic hit a nerve. We'll explain why strict mode matters more than it sounds. And we're covering UPI, India's unified payments infrastructure, through a detailed architectural breakdown that reveals why it's processing over 14 billion transactions per month.
Then there's the business story that I think deserves more mainstream attention than it's getting, the circular financing at the heart of the GPU boom. NVIDIA, CoreWeave, and Nebius are caught in a financial structure that a lot of HN readers are comparing to patterns they've seen before in other boom cycles. We'll walk through the mechanics.
We also have some science worth your time. Liquid fracture behavior that upends classical fluid mechanics. Long COVID research finding replicating virus in cardiac tissue. The cognitive load of minimalist interior design, which sounds absurd until you read the research. And a study using 1 billion sketches to map cultural variation in how humans conceptualize the world. Plus Vint Cerf's legacy, an open-source RISC-V games console built from scratch, and more. It's a full house today. Let's get into it.